Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Locked and loaded, full strength. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt here on The Fan, 414-799-1250, live at 105.7fmthefan.com. That is Kawhi Leonard dethroning the king. That's the return lane.
Prisoners of this moment.
And Gary, why is that the return lane, and why are people sitting on hold to talk about us?
Because I'm telling you right now, if Kawhi... Yep. Wins one with the Clippers this upcoming season, that surpasses anything Michael Jordan done, Kobe.
How you get a job talking sports?
And LeBron James. To me. Y'all say what you want.
But don't say it
to
you.
Three different teams. No, three different organizations. To me.
He would be the first player in NBA history to win Finals MVP with three different teams, three or different organizations. That's the return lane. Has Kawhi Leonard dethroned the king in the center lane? Will Giannis be recruiting here or be recruited elsewhere in 2021? The shaping of the NBA landscape right now, Sparky, how many free agents are available? How many will be open in 2021? Dependent on the fact of the Supermax deal that Giannis can sign for more than $75 million to any other team, doesn't have me worry that he's going to be recruited elsewhere, but does it you?
Yeah, look, I think he's going to sign the Supermax next summer. I think everybody believes that to be true. But when you see that list that's out there, that's going around, SportsCenter's putting it out, everybody's got that list out there. And you see Kawhi Leonard sign this last deal that he's got. The belief now is Anthony Davis is going to sign a 1-1 next summer with the Lakers, where he's going to be a 2-year deal, but that second year is going to be a player option, so he'll be able to get out of that deal. Like, literally every star player, seemingly, is going to be on the market in that summer. So you're going to have mass change, more than likely, in the National Basketball Association that summer. That is a big, big carrot to dangle out there. I think if you're trying to lure Giannis one way or the other. The only team that really concerns me about this whole thing are the Los Angeles Lakers. That's the only team. I don't care about the Knicks. Don't worry about them at all. The only reason I would worry about the Knicks is if one of our owners bought the Knicks. Then I'd be concerned about the Knicks. But providing that doesn't happen in the next couple of years, I would say the Lakers. Why? Because of his relationship with Kobe Bryant, we know. We also know that we have Jason Kidd on that coaching staff, and in 2 years, he could be the head coach of that team and be the prime recruiter if it gets to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Gary said earlier he thinks a lot of this is going to play into how good they are this next year, that they need to get to the NBA Finals.
They need to, Steve.
Right. I agree.
So I don't know if they need to necessarily.
No, you're right. They need to.
But we're going to have to wait and see. But, yeah, I will be very, very scared.
Steve, they're shooting to win the East next year.
I understand.
If they stay healthy.
If. Yes. if he doesn't sign that Supermax next summer, I think then you just operate on the belief he's gone. That's how I'm going to operate. If he doesn't sign that Supermax next summer, then I'm going to operate on the belief that he is gone and that he knows where he's going and he's out of here. That's my belief. So next summer is it. Sign the Supermax like I think he's going to sign, and we don't have to worry about this anymore. Don't sign the Supermax, and then we just all watch Giannis's last year in Milwaukee, and that's it.
I don't see any indication that that may happen.
Well, the only reason why, if you're looking at the contracts, and we've named off a lot of superstar contracts that might entail that he could possibly leave, I think the contract also that we should look at is Thanasis Antetokounmpo's contract, which is also just a 2-year deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. It's lined up to the fact that there's not anything holding him here once he hits free agency.
But don't y'all all agree he's the only superstar that's not built like the other superstars?
Seems that way.
Absolutely.
So go on that fact. You have to go on something.
Closer to Dirk Nowitzki or Kobe Bryant than a LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, anybody else.
He seems to be a guy that
else.
Wants to do it on his own. He's not taking trips to France or Italy.
He's going to Greece, and he's wandering
Brazil.
Around. He is in Las Vegas right now with his brothers, though, hanging out watching some summer league. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
In the right lane, do you want Melvin Gordon? More importantly, what would the Packers be willing to give up if you were the Green Bay Packers? Gary Ellerson, yesterday you said he was the best running back in Wisconsin Badgers history.
Yeah.
So what would you believe he would need to be?
Well, listen, this is a 4-year deal at the maximum for Melvin Gordon. And you're probably going to have to give up a 1 to go get him. And maybe a 3. And then you're going to have to pay him top 3 running back type money. And so, but for the first time in a long time, I'd be all in on this deal with Melvin Gordon. And I may be a little bit biased because I've seen him play, in high school. I've seen him play in college, went to my alma mater. So I may be a little clouded by all this, but he automatically puts these guys, well, they should be the favorite to win the Super Bowl if they had a running back like him, because they haven't had one really in a long time. I mean, they hadn't had a guy like him since really Amon Green.
Sparky, you beat the drum for Aaron Jones to get the playing time that you believe he deserves. So if Melvin Gordon is on the block, he told the LA Chargers through his agent that either you're going to pay me like a top 3 running back here for my contract before camp, or I'm not going to go and you should let somebody else pay me for that. What would you give up if you're the Green Bay Packers for Melvin Gordon?
Whatever they want. You give me what you want, I say, okay, sir, and then we make the trade, and that's that. Obviously, you're not trading Aaron Rodgers or Devontae Adams, but if they say, hey, we want Aaron Jones and a couple of ones, see ya. You got him. Let's go. Give me Melvin Gordon. Let's pay this man and move on. You can free up some of that money after this year. Bulaga's going to be gone. Mike Daniels is going to be gone. So you can free up some money and make the money work one way or the other. There's a quote here I see on CBS Sports Network from Adam Schein, who said, quote, if Melvin Gordon thinks the Chargers are going to pay him top 5 running back money, that's crazy. He's a top 10 running back. Chargers can win 10 to 12 games without Melvin Gordon. Adam Schein from CBS Sports. If that is the mentality of the San Diego Chargers, then they're trading Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, then they would trade Melvin Gordon. And part of it also is the fact that he has been riddled with injury since he's been there. He hasn't played 16 games in any of his seasons. So,
that's the reason why he should do it.
It's hard to pay you that kind of money when you haven't been able to be. Availability is accountability, and accountability allows you to get paid in the bank account. 414-799-1250. Rams on the north side. He's up on Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane.
I'm pick the first lane. How y'all doing?
Good, Ram.
What's going on, Ram?
I got to go with Leroy on the Kawhi and LeBron and the Jordan thing. I saw Jordan play from the beginning, even from the McDonald's All-American game up to the end of his career. And just based on his numbers and stats and accomplishments, I don't think neither one of them can touch that. And then you also got to remember, Jordan came on the beginning of the Internet. That's why his name is still around, along with, with his shoes and everything. But it's just like right now. I went into Google, Gary, and I was typing in. Before I can get the word Michael out, his name is at the top of the search engine.
Yep.
And when you go on social media, a lot of these sports sites, it's Jordan highlights everywhere. So if you forget how good he was and how great he was, it's just not just that. I mean, he was, even before Scottie come along, he was carrying the Bulls. And Sparky, I have to disagree with you this No one player won the championship. Iverson tried it, didn't happen. Won one game, got swept 4 in a row. You know, so every superstar that I've seen in my lifetime watching sports, it was always 2 or 3, actually really 3, that carried them over the top. That's what you need. That's the
a round.
At least from what I see.
Well, that means
no one guy. Kareem didn't do it by himself.
That means Kawhi Leonard gets even more credit for what happened in Toronto then.
Absolutely.
Well, you got to say, you can't say that Pascal wasn't there. He was right there. Van Fleet was right there.
Kyle Lowry, you know darn well. Those aren't superstar players.
Yeah, but they play good.
Superstars. But I mean, they were right there. They helped win.
Yeah, they're. I mean, Van Fleet's a nice role player. And Siakam's a
beast. Lowry's good. He's not no scrub.
No, he's been a scrub in the playoffs for quite a while.
Not this one.
He played better. He played better in this playoffs for sure.
Yeah, no
he
doubt.
Played better
absolutely
in the playoffs this year for sure. Thanks for the call. And Siakam, yeah. Who knows? We don't know where he's going to go.
He's a budding superstar. That's absolutely.
We don't know his ceiling yet. We don't know. And now what's going to happen is now we'll really see what he's made of because now teams are going to focus on him and now we'll see what he does.
Hey, you know what I just did? I went to Google.
Yeah.
And I typed in Kawhi. First thing came what was Kawhi Leonard.
Is there any other human being ever to be named?
Hey, I'm just saying, cuz.
So what's your point to the Michael thing?
He's comparing the name Michael to Kawhi.
Hey,
that when you type in Michael.
Yeah, you go.
It's more kids named Michael.
Hey,
Michael is a top 10 name.
Right. But you could be going to Michael Jackson.
That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
But it says Jordan.
Absolutely. Always does.
Jordan's everything.
This summer, guys, go all natural with Bowfring Beer. And right now, you can go all natural at all Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly locations as they are having Bowfring as the premier beer of the month at all Fox Brothers locations out in Hartford, Hubertus, Jackson, Oconomowoc, or Washington. That's where I'm going to go scoop some up before I go up to Green Bay. Imported from the country of Luxembourg. Bowfring, all natural and new to the United States, but imported from a local company exclusively to the state of Wisconsin. Bowfring 100% natural, using only the finest raw materials, talking about fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's spring water that's made with Bowfring 100% directly beneath the breweries where it comes from. The hot spring right underneath the brewery. Incense water is beer's most important ingredient. This exceptionally pure water gives Bowfring its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference when you drink a crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, the balanced brew, and thanks to Bowfring's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor that's refreshing rather than filling. Bowfring available in more places in Milwaukee, guys, than ever before. Go grab a six-pack at Total Wine and More, Sendix Fine Foods, Consumer Beverage, or enjoy a fresh tap at Cafe Holland or Cafe Benelux, no matter sport club, and whenever you're having one, like I will be having several this weekend. I will need several this weekend. Tweet your all-natural pictures to me, hashtag Bowfring Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio, and I might just come out and have a Bowfring on you, because Bowfring is Milwaukee's all-natural choice for the summer. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane rolls on here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Journey from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from.
Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show with Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, Jenny from the Block. This was one of the hottest songs I know when I was growing up. People were just digging this left and right. Girls thought they were Jenny from the Block. Nobody was Jenny from the Block. That was for damn sure.
Yeah, no.
Everybody that thought they could be, nobody was but Jennifer Lopez. And J-Lo has a couple of hits that I definitely have forgotten about in this sense. So it's been a good throwback Thursday. Our nominees, Janet Jackson, Creed, Foo Fighters, and Willie Nelson. Go with one of those or one of your own at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. Use the hashtag Big Throwback as Twitter's back rolling. Last checked, it was the Foo Fighters. We'll get a check after the bottom of the hour in Anthony Mandela Sports Flash here on the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250. The phone number, Milltown Brown is on the Wendy's Big Show. Milltown, pick a lane.
I'm going to be like the Milwaukee Zigzag Boys where they zig and zagging out of lanes, so I'm going to hit all three lanes. The first two, I'm going to hit Bruce.
Just check your blind spots first, all right?
Well, you know they don't, but I will. I'm a little older, so
appreciate
I got to check.
Because
today is a unique day because I agree with Sparky on two of the lanes. Whatever San Diego want for Melvin Gordon, I would trade for it, except for Adams and Rodgers. Okay. Also, I agree with him on the Giannis thing. What Giannis is now, we don't know what he will be in 2 years as he's exposed to more things. People change their mind. Just like Paul George wanted to be at Oklahoma just last year, but he was talked out of it. Giannis, what he is now, may not be what he'll be in the future. And if he doesn't sign the Supermax next year, I would be scared. All right? Back to Gary, you done did it today. You done did it with your topic. It's a great topic. And I've been waiting kind of for a similar topic because, first of all, I don't think Michael Jordan is the greatest player ever. I think it's Kareem. And no matter what stat you can bring up to say Michael Jordan is great, Kareem matches it or surpasses it. And because he stayed with the same team, that's because Chicago let him do LeBron in. He had approval of what he could do and who he can bring in. And he played with Hall of Famers. And not only did Jordan not win a championship without Scottie Pippen or a great power forward, he never won a playoff series without him. In fact, if you want to go by rings and wins, Scottie Pippen surpasses him because Scottie Pippen went to conference championships and won playoff series. If you look up the facts, Jordan never won a series without him. So if Kawhi wins a championship based on rings, because that's what we are all going by, not me, but everybody else go by rings, he does it with different teams, so he will surpass them. But Kareem has won 6 titles, and Bill Russell won 11. And you can say as before time, it was harder then because it was less teams and the talent was more concentrated. So that's all I got to say today.
Milton.
Appreciate it, Milton.
There he is.
He didn't win a series without Scottie.
I didn't even know that.
Holy
I mean, I knew that, but didn't even think about adding that to the fact that you had already said that.
Yep. Baby Tosh, you said before the break, who's naming their kid Kawhi? In 2019, 4,654 in this country are named Kawhi.
Out of that's 6 million?
That's up 502 from 2018.
Wow.
So Kawhi and that name is on the run, just like Shaq's name, Shaquille. Nobody has ever named Shaquille.
No, until Shaquille
and then Shaq
did
gets
that.
Going in basketball, and all of a sudden you start going to AU games and whatever else, and there's Shaquille Harris, Shaquille Neal, Shaquille this, Shaquille that. I'm like, where all these Shaquilles come from? And it's because of that. But I don't think the same thing, maybe I'm wrong, the same thing happened with Jordan. Everybody started naming their kids Michael because of it.
Everybody was named Michael because of
already,
the Bible.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So it didn't really have that same impact.
I think there are a lot of people starting naming their kids Jordan, though.
That,
sure.
I think that's right. That's the other way on it, right? I wonder what it is for, we just looked at that the other day, didn't we? About Giannis's name?
Yeah, that's on the peak now, too.
That's another one that's on the way
on
going up.
It's a cool name. There's no way I'm naming my kid Giannis. I can tell him that much, too.
Why?
Not doing that? Are you going to have
I want to make sure that he at least knows how to spell it when he goes to school.
Yeah, I guess.
You ever have a kid? You think about it?
No.
Only 980 in 2019 named Giannis.
Okay.
Kawhi's got him smoked in that aspect. But up 722 from 2018.
That's a fun fact. Also, a lot of Jennifers came up with Jennifer Lopez. Also, Jennifer Aniston in that level.
Yeah.
See, it ties into our throwback
Brittany
Thursday.
For Britney Spears?
She was hot there for a minute.
But hot with moms to name their kid Britney?
I don't know, but she
I don't know about all
but
that.
She could have been.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Say something, you're going to say
no,
that you're lose
yeah,
your job.
No, I don't think it's... Well, it wasn't even like that vein of it, but I like where your head was at there. It's just a different situation. Yeah, I don't know about that. 414-799-1250. Has Kawhi dethroned the king? That's the right lane. Center lane, will Giannis be recruiting here or be recruited elsewhere in 2021? And in the left lane, you want Melvin Gordon, but what are you willing to give up if you're the Green Bay Packers? It's nice to say that you want to give up 2 first-round picks, and similar to the package that the Chicago Bears gave up for Khalil Mack, and we discussed the impact of what Khalil Mack did for that team, and could it be the same for the Packers? But would it be greater since Khalil Mack, excuse me, was the pin that came in there to that Bears defense and changed the game and made a lot of Pro Bowlers all-pro players or big-time players superstar players. Look at Eddie Jackson, I think, is the one that you look at. He's a good player. He was an all-pro player in that scheme. Adrian Amos made almost $10 million a year after the Khalil Mack effect. But what effect does that have for an offensive line for the Green Bay Packers that is all pretty much free agents here in the next year and a half?
I think it's a huge deal because you're putting him into a zone blocking scheme that he played with at Wisconsin. I mean, this is bread and butter stuff for Melvin Gordon. He doesn't have to learn how to run behind any new scheme or anything else. You're going to get to run behind a scheme that you're already familiar with. And you get to play next to a Hall of Fame quarterback. Now, you could say he's playing next to one already in Phillip Rivers, and I get down with that. But Davante Adams is a bad, bad man right now in the NFL. So you have that huge target. Jimmy Graham, if he can get his career resurrected just a little bit at tight end, because he wasn't the same player last year. But maybe this gets Jimmy Graham going a little bit as well. If Jimmy Graham just finds a little bit of the youth fountain to go back to how he was, to go along with Davante Adams and Melvin Gordon and Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have probably the number one scoring offense in the National Football Conference over on that other side of the bracket. Now, AFC, I don't know. Kansas City's going to score a ton of points. But in the NFC, they might have the number one scoring offense in the NFC if you add Melvin Gordon. And then you talk about that defense like you were talking about, Baby Tosh. That doesn't matter nearly as much anymore when you could score points the way they could score points.
And it's also a defense right now that is expecting to be closer to top 10 than anything else.
No, no doubt about it. I mean, that takes the pressure off the defense. Now you got to go score. Offense has got to score now. Puts the defense in a much better position. And that's really why the Packers defense had been good for such a long time, because Aaron Rodgers could manufacture and score a lot of points, and now these other offenses have to take chances. With Melvin Gordon, they're going to score at least 30 points a game, man. Easily.
Easily?
Easily.
I mean, they are a much improved offense. I'm just, man, but once again, like I said, Rodgers got to buy in. Giving up a first and probably a fourth for that situation?
Yeah, true.
Then you're going to add
Aaron Jones.
$14 million to the payroll at that point?
You're going all in.
That's a tough move. That's a tough move. Trev's on the north side of Milwaukee. He's up on the fan.
This Trev from the north side.
Trell, they keep messing up your face, man. Your name, man. Get on in here.
That's all right, man. I want to attack the Bucks lane with Giannis. Will he be doing some recruiting or getting recruited? I hope that he's able to do recruiting, but I think – it's going to play a lot to this season and what happens. He's going to be heavily recruited, though. That's for sure.
No doubt about it.
I'm hoping that, you know, he's able to do recruiting. I really think the Bucks need to get Westbrook in here, man. I know all these people down on it, but you can't be star power, man. And all the people who still think Giannis this impressionable kid still, he not. He's on the ride, man. The man got accomplishment, hardware with it, and everybody on that team know whose locker room that is. So that would not be an issue. To me, people say he don't fit. He's Eric Bledsoe times 10.
Yeah, he's Eric Bledsoe on steroids.
Exactly. They play the same way. Eric Bledsoe cannot shoot. Russell Westbrook can't shoot. The only thing I know I'm going to get from Russ, he's going to be able to play make in the postseason, because the pressure doesn't bother him to that point where he goes in the shell and he's not able to produce. I don't know if I'm going to get that from Eric Bledsoe. And that could cost this team a series in the postseason.
So, well, it did against Boston last year.
Yeah, it did against Toronto last year, and it did against Boston the year before then. So I'm saying I want somebody who I know I can certainly depend on. This team is too close to winning the championship to play with it. So I say, man, go ahead. If you can make it happen – and if Giannis is on board, which he was all about winning the championship, I think that he would be on board. You go and make that deal, man. That's where I'm at with that.
All right, Trell, thanks
appreciate
for the call.
Appreciate the call,
Trell. I think there is a better and better chance as we go through this that Russell Westbrook's going to be playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder when the season starts. I think that's how this is going to play out.
I don't think Sam Presti's being impressed by anything.
They're not going to get true value for him.
No, they're not.
The only way they can get true value is if it ends up being like a three-team trade and you have assets coming from multiple teams in order to get this done, in which case the team that wants Russell Westbrook has to also have something to give to the other team to get them involved to give up picks or whatever it is, because Miami doesn't have picks. Oklahoma City already has their picks via the Clippers deal that the Clippers had from the Heat.
Correct.
So they're stuck in that regard. And then it's, well, we don't want to give up Tyler Hero, and we don't want to give up Bam.
I wouldn't want to give up either of those guys either.
What? I mean, Russell Westbrook isn't a slouch here. I mean, if you want a great player, you're going to have to give up something relatively good in order to get the great player.
But he doesn't fit. What Russell's problem is, he doesn't fit
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Right.
And unlike in baseball, when you have monstrous contracts that you can go, you can't split money. Like the Oklahoma City Thunder can't say, hey, we'll still pay a third of this contract of that $42 million that you have next year.
I mean, if you look at this from Oklahoma City standpoint, I mean, if you have Alexander at one guard, Tyler,
just Alexander's right. a baller.
You
too,
have him at one
old.
Guard, and you have Tyler Hero next to him, and then you have Winslow or Bam. That's a nice little young core to start building with.
Bam
going
alongside
forward.
Of Stephen Adams right. too is
Stephen
a
Adams is still there too. I
big time
him.
Front court.
That was Oklahoma City. I trade him too, but I mean that's just kind of where you are at this point. If you're Oklahoma City, you hold all the cards. So if you can't get value, don't let him bully you into making a deal where you're not going to get fair value in return when you have a whole season, well, actually more than that, before you even have to move him.
It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. Back after this on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, The Fan. You missed anything on today's show, go to 105.7FMTheFan.com. Click on Fan On Demand. Brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. The long wait is finally over tomorrow. Baseball is back. I know everybody missed it.
I thought you meant you have a day off. I thought that was what it was.
Yeah, I do have a day off tomorrow.
You haven't
That's
had
gonna
a
be
day off
weird,
in a while.
Though. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. Like, there's not much better of a vacation than sitting in here on a microphone talking.
That's a total kiss-ass thing to say.
No, but I mean, that's nice. Then I don't have these frustrating thoughts in my mind, and I'm just, like, punching pillows all day. I have this nice release. I get to talk and be an entertainer. I enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, that's not true. But either way, we'll go with that for the
sure.
radio's sake.
I like that idea.
Right. But seriously, when you go on your little wedding journey here this weekend, you just got to remember, just... Don't say anything crazy and ruin the whole weekend. No matter how mad you get, just remember, it's their weekend. Just suck it up. Deal with it. Call me. Yell at me.
I got this.
I'm here to yell at all weekend. I'm just going to be at a baseball tournament. So you can call up and yell at me. Just don't yell at them.
I might take you up on that.
That's fine.
I got this really nice text from, I'm standing up in my friend Tyler's wedding. Played football with him in college. And he texted me. And he was always the dude that, Gary, you know this guy. There was always the one dude that was... He was always considered like the dad of the group.
Yeah,
right.
Tyler.
That's Tyler.
Yeah,
that's Gary for us.
Yeah.
And he shoots me this text today at like 10:30 in the morning and goes, "Just as a reminder, make sure to pick up your suit before you come up here."
Yeah.
Wow, that is some breaking news. I never would have thought to do it.
Well, Leroy did that to me.
Never would have thought to go pick up my suit before I go up to stand up in a wedding where I was going to wear the suit.
Yeah, Leroy did that to me too.
It's a wild idea.
Well, sometimes it's just a reminder, though.
Wild idea.
Dude, you are all wound up, dude.
Yeah,
wild
you are.
Idea.
I mean,
wild
that's
idea.
Got simple.
To relax.
Really wild
that's
idea.
You
simple,
are
dude.
Really
some guys do
wound
to
up.
Do that.
Hell yes.
Yeah,
no
guys
doubt.
Do, yeah.
I've been in weddings
Crazy
where
idea.
I've been at weddings no, where the sure. groom forgot the suit at home
yes.
and didn't have it at the church.
Yeah, some guys.
Dude, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm
lot.
Just telling you, you are wound up. Like every text you get from somebody involving that wedding, you're ready to pounce.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you're
go.
At right now. Right.
Fired yeah. up.
Dude, you can't go.
Fired up.
You can't
yeah.
go on
you
these
just,
guys.
Why don't you not be in the wedding?
Just you. Well, he's got to. Now it's tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Just pull out. No, just because you're pissed. Just stay home.
No, like that's the thing. I'm
you're
ready
enjoying
for
what?
It. I'm enjoying the fact that I get to see a bunch of my guys that I don't get to see much
okay,
of.
Okay, well, good. Well, enjoy that then.
I don't
sound just, like you're going to have
it
much
It feels
fun
like more of like, I'm like a prop, and I'm a very
well,
large
you are
prop,
a prop,
which
you
is
are
weird.
A prop. That's
yeah,
what
you're
weddings
not getting
about.
Used.
Yes. You are. Yes.
That's what every groom.
That's what weddings are.
Right. Every groomsman and bridesmaid is getting
prop.
Used. Correct.
Getting
yeah.
used.
The
yeah.
center stage is the bride and the groom. Nobody yeah. else cares at
sure.
that point. Right. Just like, this is something that really irritates me. Well, I got a lot of stuff about weddings we could talk about for 4 hours. But one thing that irritates the hell out of me is, you go to a wedding and you see women showing up wearing short dresses and everything else. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Don't try and upstage the bride. It's the bride's day. You let her be the bride. There's no reason to be flaunting around all your stuff, hanging out all over the place when you've got a bride who is supposed to be the centerpiece. And instead, you're going to have all these single horny dudes all checking this chick out, and the bride is just totally getting ignored and ain't even about the bride anymore. Right, Gary? I mean, we see how we all see it.
Because that's what it's about. That's the other side of it. You got a lot of girls who's coming in trying to get an MRS. Yes. Why are they there?
Correct. That's
exactly
right.
That's the best way to go.
That's exactly right.
That's all that is. And you got a lot of dudes who think that the dudes ain't thinking MRS, but they know it's easy picking.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
They're feeling like they're fishing with dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
That drives me nuts. I hate that. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And then you remember you had Leroy's wedding, you almost got killed by a joker.
Almost did. Yeah, I almost got my knee taken out when dude threw the when Leroy threw the garter out. I almost lost my ACL. And MCL. And a meniscus. That would have been dangerous.
So when you're at this wedding reception and you're drinking, you got to do your best to not start venting about everything leading up to this. Because all you need is you're with your guys outside. All of a sudden she hears you just on the other side of the door, hears you screaming and yelling about her family, this and that and other thing. And then all of a sudden she's crying, going crazy. Her family gets all pissed off and all hell breaks loose because of you. I'm just telling you, you gotta keep
it that way.
You gotta keep your mouth shut. You could ruin this whole thing.
But on the plus side.
And not do it on purpose. You won't know she's around the corner, her sister somewhere, and they hear you, and then goes to tell his mom and dad, and all hell breaks loose.
On the positive side, though, if that does get to the point, like a boiling point, the hotel is connected to the Oneida Casino. So we'll have that release to be able to go and vent on the roulette table, which is always a fun thing.
Right, so if you feel like you're getting ready to explode or slip, just leave. Like, just because you're going to be at the wedding reception, who cares how long you stay? Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. As long as you're there for the toast and dinner, at that point, who cares? And if your boy goes,
I got to dance a little bit.
If your boy goes, man, where'd you go so early?
I got this.
And you could just be like, dude, get a little frustrated. So, I played some
move,
roulette.
Though, that I'm just trying to bust out. I got a couple of moves that I'm trying to bust out in a little bit. So, I am going to have to stay and dance a little bit. That's for sure. No doubt.
You scare me. But that's
John Young doesn't scare anybody. He just makes people money and helps them get a new career that's better than the one they're in.
He just showed people that dance move you just attempted to do.
I'm trying to keep it in. I'm trying to keep it locked in. It's all in my body. It wants to bust out.
Get a bigger belt. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? A company that's been in business over 27 years? Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing. That's right. Currently looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the dispatch job, right? Looking for people with good basic math skills, good phone skills, able to navigate a computer. Everybody should be in that position at this point if you are working anywhere. An overall friendly disposition for dealing with a variety of customers and drivers means don't be a jerk. Experience is desirable but not necessary. They will train the right individual. That could be you. You can become a part of the Young Express team. At Young Express, you work for them in the dispatch department. You get competitive hourly wage, paid holidays, vacation time, 401k with company match, and a beautiful health plan. Apply for the position that fits your passion at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Get a winner of a Throwback Thursday and tie a bow on her next on the Wendy's Big Show. Show with J-Lo, Let's Get Loud. That's a live version. I like the live versions of song, especially like this. This is at the Rose Bowl. I don't know if it was at the Rose Bowl. It was in the Rose Bowl Stadium. It appears that it was for a soccer match, maybe the World Cup when it was here in the late 90s.
Yep.
Is there a better... Gary, you've been to the Rose Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Is there a better setting for football than Pasadena?
So my son and I were golfing last weekend, and we were coming up on hole number 18. We were golfing at Whitnall Golf Course over here in, mm-hmm. in Greenfield. Is that Greenfield? I don't know where it is. But anyway, we're at Whitnall Golf yep. Course. And he says to me, hey Dad, what are some of the most famous stadiums that you've ever played in, some of the most interesting crowds that you've ever? I said, well, you know, really, I says, if you're looking for like the old stadiums, like Camp Randall, you know, it's been around for a long time, 1800s, Ann Arbor, just great. Ann Arbor. I say, the big house. I've been there. And I said, really, the Big Ten's got a lot of nice stadiums. And he's just looking at me. I go, but you know what? If you want a picturesque view of a beautiful stadium, it's the Rose Bowl. He goes, what? I go, yeah, dude. It sits down. And you've got the mountains around. I forget the name of the mountains. There's a certain name of the mountains at the Rose Bowl. And it is just a beautiful sight to behold.
And
you know what he said to me? Dad, if the Badgers go to the Rose Bowl this year, can you take me? I go, yeah, for sure, dude.
Yeah, of course. You kidding me?
You go. Because I've been a couple times already. Yeah, you can go, buddy. Me and you. We'll get it done. There's not a better scene.
The way that the sun's always setting, it's dark there in the fourth quarter. It starts in the daylight. Oh, it's
unbelievable.
The most immaculate sight I've ever seen. I'd love to be there at one point.
I know I'm a little late on this because I just saw it on Twitter, and this happened a couple days ago. Did you all see this thing that happened during the Pacers-Brogdon press conference? Kevin Pritchard, the Pacers president of basketball operations, praised Pacers owner Herb Simonson for getting on the phone and helping work out the deal with one of the Bucks owners, not John Horst. Brogdon revealed that owner was Mark Lazary. Quote from Brogdon, I was extremely grateful to Mark Lazary. I think he was the key in all this, sort of putting it together, signing off on the deal, and really allowing the Pacers to acquire me.
Mark Lazary making moves. Have fun with that, boys.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys will do that tomorrow.
Let's have at it.
Throwback Thursday, Anthony Mandela, the winner.
Foo Fighters.
All right, that works.
Really?
That works out.
Nelson came on strong at the end. That still wasn't enough?
Wasn't enough. These boys back tomorrow at 2. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.